Okay, it's the Culture Department, DJ Dips, Multi Kicks.
Yo, yo. Building.
Big Benzo.
Yo, yo. Got Big Dipper in the building, too. What's good, bro?
Omo, how fun? What's going on?
Man, we thank God, though. We made it. We made it to see another day. I feeling blessed.
We're just here, man. Just trying to talk about everything. So, what's been happening, though? So let's even go straight to the music. Like, which are the jams or which are the projects that have dropped recently that you like vibing to? I know you like to take your time.
So yeah, it's very possible that
you haven't really bumped anything. But let's hear it.
Nah, I mean, I'll be keeping my ear to the streets, you know. I'll be in and out the club, seeing what's going on.
True. What do you think about the Thames for you?
Thames. Baby girl. What's the name of the album?
Yeah, say baby girl.
What's the name of the album? What's the name of the album?
You know these funny things. You just fucked me up right now.
Born to be Wild.
Born to be Wild.
I mean, I saw the visuals on my IG. I was scrolling through the IG joints and I saw the visuals. I saw the album cover. You know, caught my attention immediately. You know, she got this thing she does with her eyes.
Terms on the eyes.
You know, like, looking like a Mona Lisa, you know, she got that thing, that Mona Lisa eye action going on. So, you know,
Give us your take. This guy is talking about her eyes.
No, I mean, that's the first thing, you know, music now is a visual,
it's a visual appeal.
Like, so, and it's all about connecting with the artists, mm-hmm. and then you connect with their music, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. the 21st century. Touch so, it. Born to be Wild, huh? Mm-hmm. What can I say? I mean, positive vibes, you know, I like her energy. I like the fact that, you know, she decided to not put any popular producers on that joint.
Oh, you know, funny enough, I don't even know who's on the production, to be honest.
Bro,
she produces as well, so I won't be surprised.
Okay, well, that would make perfect sense because she kept that joint in-house, Bree. I didn't hear no tags, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I noticed that too. I didn't hear any popular tags.
No tags on it. And to be very honest,
so what do you think about the Ashake one? I think that's like my favorite one right now. You know, with Ashake.
I was happy she featured Ashake. I think she only featured two artists, Ashake and J. Cole.
Ashake and J. Cole.
So those were some big looks. Big vibes. You know? So real quick, even before we get into the album, so when I'm listening to an album, there are four things I'm looking for. Or there are four things I'm putting in perspective. Alright, so the first thing I'm looking for is the quality of the music. You know, the production and the quality.
Yeah, quality was hard.
You feel me?
Quality was hard.
The second thing I'm looking at is like the continuity. Like how each track goes into the next track, you feel me?
Maybe you go be better yeah and I'll get it.
No, come on bro, you know what I do. Google me, bro. And the third thing is replay value.
You feel me?
Am I really gonna listen to this shit again? You feel me? Can I listen to it again? You know? Can I like sit in my car, ride to it? Can I just be home with my girl, have some background music, you feel me? The fourth thing is I'm trying to say, let me say, like, mass appeal, star power. Like, does this appeal? Do I feel like this is going to appeal to, you know, as DJs now?
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, especially young DJs, because I don't want to spend all my time listening to people's albums because I get stuck in my own world. You feel me? If I'm listening to someone's album and I relate with a couple of tracks, that doesn't mean the whole world's going to relate to that track.
Yeah, you feel me?
And obviously, you don't want to be in a club and your set is filled with album tracks that nobody else has heard. But in your mind, you're like, yo, they got to hear this shit. Yeah. I mean, there's a time and place for all of that. You feel me? So those are the four things. Like I said, the quality of the music, the continuity, the replay value, then the mass appeal, star power.
So basically, I mean, you feel like, I think it checks out on all four.
No, it checks out on all four. Yeah. I'm not going to go into details about each category, but what I'll just say is, out of four, I rate the album like a 3.2.
That's really dope still.
Yeah.
That's really dope still. But like, which ones? There's one song that stuck out to me. I think it's called T-Unit. Where she was just going hard. It almost sounded like she was rapping, but she was singing still. It was crazy. And then the Ashake one, of course. Then the J. Cole one, hard as well.
I don't think the J. Cole one was hard.
I think it was hard.
I think
it was hard on that level.
I mean, I think it was mid on some levels, bro. I mean, I don't. Hard. I mean, it was hard. Actually, let's talk about J. Cole for a minute because I know you've talked about it on your on your podcast a bit. And spoiler alert: J. Cole's biggest fan over here, fam.
No way. I'm sure everybody knows.
Spoiler alert. Okay, they've been on that. So I just have to ask you a question, bro. I mean, it's been 2 months probably since the whole J. Cole and Drake situation. I think it's died down now. We thank God. You know, nobody lost their lives.
Yes, died down.
So, 3 rounds. Who won?
No, I mean, of course not.
Of course.
In hindsight. We'd say Kendrick
won. Oh, wow, bro.
No, I
agree.
I mean, so, even in all of those songs, I'm sure you heard all the songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say the songs that I gave it to Kendrick were Euphoria. Euphoria was, like, crazy.
And then true.
There was something that CK said one time. He said, the person that is going to win this battle will be someone that will make a club record.
Right.
And everybody just go crazy. So, what was that? There was the last one.
They Not Like Us.
Yeah, that was the one that just kicked it out of the bucket. Because, like, at some point, I almost started feeling sorry for him when I heard that They Not Like Us. Because you hear people dancing to it at their wedding.
Yeah.
Like, just random places the song is popping up. And I was like, man, bro.
Yeah,
he lost this one for real.
Nah, he lost this one. And the thing that shocked me for Drake is the fact that he didn't even come back with his own club banger. That's just what got me shook.
You know what would have made sense?
So he must have been so personal, bro. He must have been real shit.
You know what would have made sense?
Him rapping back. Instead of doing the hard part six, him rapping back on Not Like Us would have been sick. But
I mean,
all that stuff.
The only reason why I even agree with that is because, you know, he rapped on the BBL Drizzy beat.
Yeah, he did with Sexy Red.
And that shit was hard. That's like an afterthought, bro. Like, you feel me?
Yeah, I wonder if he did that before the beef or after the beef.
No, it was definitely after, but it was an afterthought because A, he did it on like a Sexy Red record, and
then he did it on the Metro Boomin P. Because Metro Boomin made that beat and made a challenge out of it.
Alright, no, I just wanted to be on record, you know. Shout out to K-Dot, you know, you tried, bro. And in hindsight, since we're talking about hindsight, hindsight, J. Cole actually made a very good decision saying this one out, bro.
So, it still doesn't, because this guy, nobody was going to die from that battle.
I mean, I think Drake's security guard almost died, bro.
Nobody was going to die from that battle.
He shouldn't have been so scared, right?
Him backing out just feels, because J. Cole is one of those guys that is always talking that big talk, like, nobody wanted with me, I'm one of them ones, and then it's now time for you to prove that you're one of those ones.
Right, right.
And then you just fold, and you're like, nah, bro, I don't want to fight.
Nah, in hindsight, he's not a fighter. I mean, clearly, like, I've seen this guy chilling on the beach, like, last month, and the other day, I saw him trying to buy a Cybertruck.
The guys are going out here beefing here on the beach, pressing for
pressing. Bro. You're not living that soft life, bro. Goals, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to him, bro. I saw him trying to buy a Tesla truck. Yeah, I'm like, like, bro, like, are you out here really buying your own cars like that?
Yeah,
like,
living his life, man.
Don't you have like an agent or a manager?
He's like, you guys gonna keep that beef shit.
All right, back to Tames, though. Back to Tames. So, what, like I said, shout out to her. Yeah. Debut album. I love it. You know, her career is going up. I love it.
Yeah.
I would have loved if she, like, kind of like connected more with her Nine roots a little bit, because
you don't think she did. You don't think like a song with the, you don't think a song like the Asake one is like a connecting with
you. First of all, the Asake record. First of all, if you're gonna make a record with Asake, you might as well make it a club record, bro. Like,
yeah, they bounce now.
Does it have a bounce?
It has a bounce now.
I mean, I don't remember the bounce, but the thing about Nigerian music is you'll be sleeping on a record until they drop money on it, and then next thing you know, this shit is banging.
I mean, like, making a video and making that song a single is a no-brainer. It's going to Jonathan, even if it's just for the Niger audience. Yeah, I feel
Aya Star also featured Asake on the album.
Yeah. What's that song called again? That's it. No. She did.
She featured Asake on the album as well. You know, I actually listened to Aya Star's album as well, The Year I Turned 21. And
what do you think about that jazzy song?
Was the song called Jazzy?
Yeah, the song where she's doing like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like, you okay, you didn't listen that far.
No, I listened to the whole album, but I can't, you know, memory loss. I can't really remember the names of the songs. That, like, and this is even the sad part. The sad part is that my favorite records of Tim's album was Still Me and You. Her single, the first single.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, it was just
after
like the most... after everything I heard, the whole album sounded like the same record.
Yeah, I think you should listen to the album again.
Bro, Tame's album sounded like the same record, bro. From like track 1 to track 18. Sure, I'm dead serious, bro.
Yeah, I think you should listen to it again.
No, I mean, I'll definitely listen to it again.
Like you said, it has replay value, so you should listen again.
I didn't say it has replay value. I said I'm judging it on its replay value.
Oh, okay, I thought you said it has replay value. But it does. It definitely does have replay value.
No,
it has. I'll listen to it again.
I wouldn't,
though. There are jams on that.
Are they though? What are the jams on the album, fam?
There's the J. Cole one. There's the Asake
no.
one. No, there's the J. Cole one. There's the Asake one. There's, I don't know, Love Me, JJ has been out already. There's a song called T-Units, which I told you about. There are jams on it now.
Yeah.
I think you should listen.
Bro's trying to get a check, bro.
I think you should listen.
Bro's like, yo. Bro's like, yo, this is my Cash App down here.
She doesn't even know me. So
this is my Cash App.
If it's that one, she doesn't
Big
know
Dipper,
me.
Dollar yeah, sign.
No, if it's that, she doesn't know me.
Nah,
bro. She doesn't know me.
Arya Starr's album, like I said.
Arya Starr's album is hard, too.
Yeah. I'll rate Tame's album a 3.2. I'll rate Arya Starr's album a 3.5. All right?
Arya Starr's album was hard.
Now, the reason why I like Arya Starr's album a bit is because, first of all, are you sure you listened to both albums?
Yeah,
you know, both of them had like this unique thing.
I was
like
looking at the listening thing, the Arya Starr's one.
Okay,
So I got like a
yo, listen. Shout out to London, bro, because I felt London. His impact on the album.
London,
I felt,
London,
I think,
London,
I think, yeah, I think London produced like 3-4 tracks, and I felt every single one. And I think Arya Starr's a real pop queen. Like, she's giving me Afro pop vibes. You get me? Like, and not a lot of people
she has
can
that
do
energy.
That.
She has that energy.
Like, I could feel it.
She
let me get my phone.
Let's get some.
I could feel it in the music. I felt it in every track. Still, my favorite tracks on her album was it's still the singles though. Yeah, it was Commas. I like Bad Vibes. Then she had a record called 21. I don't know if you heard that one.
I might.
I think she was just talking about.
I just don't know the name.
She has a record called 21. She was talking about her come up in the game or come up in life. And it was so touching. I was like, wow.
There's another one that is big as well.
I was like, okay, Arya. Shout out to you. Especially if she wrote that. And I'm sure she probably did because it was so personal. But that's what I'm saying about Tame's album. Like, no track on Tame's album talked about her come up like that. You feel me?
But she did know. Didn't she? She did.
No.
If I'm not mistaken, she did know.
Was on Tame's album, there were a couple skits that talked about her come up.
Yeah, but even on Tame's one, there was the beginning. I think it was her and someone. I don't know if it was her mom, but it was her and someone talking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it wasn't her mom, I don't think, but it was still a skit, though, not in the music, though.
Yeah, but even on Ara's one, too, there was a skit where her, I think it was her mom that was talking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. On Ara's one, had a couple. They both had skits about, like, their life type shit, but I kind of feel like, well, let me not make it seem like I'm just on Arya Starr's P like that. Mm. So the one thing I didn't really like about Arya Starr's album is, and it's not even a knock on her, it's just like, man, these love songs are getting too much, bro. Like, and this is what I'm saying about replay value, fam.
Shut enough.
No, that's what I'm saying. No.
Dancing.
So this is what I think. This is what I think. The album, like,
she had Woman girls, Commando. I don't know if you heard Woman Commando.
No, I heard all of it. I heard all of it. And it was, that's what I'm saying. Like, her album was a much better experience for me because the continuity was mad. Like, it started off as a pop album, then it started to get more grimy and more deep as it went along. You feel me? Tame's album was like an acoustic album from beginning to end. Like, I could tell it was like the same producer that produced all 18 tracks because all 18 tracks had the same like production elements. You feel me?
I wouldn't say so, though.
Bro, I'm dead serious. Like, shout out Tango. We don't have time to sit down, re-listen.
I'll be listening, but go ahead.
You're going
to
check it out after.
I'll listen to, but it's, so maybe it's just Tems's vibe. I don't think production sounded the same.
See, I'm not even mad at her because, like I said, you know, she's on a world stage. You feel me? She probably recorded the album like Sweden or something like, or in Norway, you know, something fresh like that. You feel me? Like, she definitely wasn't in Nigeria, like recording that joint. You feel what I'm saying? Even the track "Love Me, JJ," that she kind of like paid homage to Big Homie, Shay, whatever.
Yeah.
That still didn't sound like a Nigerian record, bro.
Love Me, JJ.
That part sounded like a Nigerian record. You feel me? But the rest of it was still like maybe she chilling beachside.
Yeah, but that's her vibe now. She's not really She's not really Ibile like that. Jonathan, her vibe is more world music.
No, I agree.
Yeah, so I mean, would you call it world music, Abi?
I mean, it sounded like it was definitely an R&B album to me, though.
Yeah.
Well, like an R&B.
So, no, I'm saying, vibe. Like, the type of music R&B that acoustic. She does, I mean, the fact that it appeals to everybody, right? You would, like, Niger guy can listen to it, London guy can listen to it, American guy. Jonathan is like a.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so it has this world vibe. I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, yeah. I agree that it definitely has a world vibe to it. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Ayra's album has a world vibe to it as well. It's just that Ayra.
I think Ayra put more Niger.
Ayra definitely touched home first, you feel me? And then it's like Ayra, like Lagos to the world, but
type shit.
Time Zone was on some Sweden to the world type shit. But it's all love though, Thames. You feel me? Because what I even love about Thames the most is obviously the vocal ability. And this is another thing about artists. Like I said, this is a
and
visual.
The fact that she's doing her thing, she's not giving it. You know how people tend to like. And I think it's popular amongst male artists where you try to like dumb it down because of where you are. But she's kept it.
No.
She's kept it her. And see, and she's killing it.
No. Thames is. I mean, if we're talking about the next generation of female Nigerian musicians. Obviously, Thames and Ayra Starr are still at the forefront of that.
Yeah.
You feel me? And another reason why...
Fave is another dope one, too. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, she's cool. I like her.
Fave is dope, too.
But another reason why it's never really a good idea to, like, over-analyze and over-criticize people's music or people's projects because music is no longer just, like, an audio thing.
It's an experience.
It's an experience, you feel me? So, for example... I can never sit anywhere and criticize Burna Boy's music ever.
Burna Boy is dope now. No,
besides the fact that it's dope,
yeah.
This is the point I'm trying to make. Once you've seen Burna Boy perform,
okay, you're like, ah.
You can't sit down and tell me any of his songs are bad.
Okay, I get what you mean.
You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Once you see him perform any song that you didn't like or you didn't rate, that you didn't rate or you didn't like, you're not seeing him perform it how bad.
We love the song.
You can't now sit down and say the song was bad now. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So the same thing with Thames as well. Like, I can imagine and that's another reason why I felt she made her album the way she made it. Because her album still gave me this acoustic vibe. Meaning, the way she recorded her album is how she wants to perform her album. So she wants to be on stage with a guitar.
Okay, I get what you mean.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, she's not really going to be doing too much.
Like, she wants that intimate setting with the guitar and then... They raise her vocals and then people just
sing along
with her voice. So that's why I'm not going to sit here and over criticize her joints. But just because I listened to Thames' album and Ayra Starr's album at the same time, I can't lie. I had to skip a couple of tracks on Thames' album. First of all, Thames' album was like 18 tracks, which is long. Yeah, it was like 18. So once I got to like track 13 and I started kind of hearing the same. Like beats
in your ears, I feel like you're hearing the same thing.
I just had to like, okay, let me just. But Ayra's one, I kind of listened to it through once. Like I didn't skip now.
Ayra's album is hard.
So shout out to you, baby girl. Huh? Cash App, Cake Man.
Shout out to both of them. Oh, you on Cash? You have Cash?
Yeah, of course, man.
Hey, Yankee boy.
Cash App, Big Ben. So let's get it. All right, man. So that's it. What else? What's good? What else is going on, man?
Everything is everything, man.
Then an advice to all my gamblers out there. Yeah. Listen, man. Listen. God gave us sense for a reason. Huh?
How much money did you lose?
No. It's not even about... See, it's about the experience.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about the experience. And it's
so
about...
So even when you lose money, it's about the experience?
No. So that's what I'm saying. As a Manu fan, I've come to realize that it's about the experience. So I was trying to give some guys some advice. So listen, guys. Listen. God gave us sense for a reason. So whether you're a fan or you're not a fan, if you are losing all the time, bro, you need to switch things up, bro. You feel me? If you're losing all the time, there's a simple solution, bro. Next time you're trying to place a bet, if you think it's yes, pick no. If you think the home team is going to win, like you are so sure that God gave you a sign that the home team is going to win, but pick the away team.
Well, it depends on who the home team is, though. If you're sure the home team is going to win, let's say the home team is like Man City. Yeah, 9 out of 10 times, you're right. So.
That's what I'm saying. If you are so sure that, first of all, betting on football is like the worst idea. You know, I bet people that bet on football, they don't even, they don't, they obviously have too much money. They don't like money. Because the problem with football is that, bro, Man City can still draw that game.
Yeah.
It's not a win-lose kind of thing.
Mm.
You feel me? It's better to bet on, like, basketball or boxing or an American sport.
So somebody
like,
has to
bet on a sport that somebody has to win.
Because
if you're betting on football, bro, you're playing yourself. That's already the first problem. Because, Baba, you're so sure Man City is going to win, Baba. That's how they will draw. See FA Cup final, Man City versus Man.
So if they draw, you get nothing.
You get,
or you get your money back.
Money back. This guy has never gone and bet Nigeria before. This nigga said you get your money back. Bro, the way they going to take that cash, it's like, for example, see Man City versus Man U.
Well, you can bet that they will draw, right?
Yeah, you can bet they will draw. Yeah. So that's my thing. If you're so sure they're going to draw, Baba, they're not going to draw. They'll probably win. And like I said, there are too many options. So it's not even a good idea to bet on football and stuff. But this is one thing, like, my favorite part of watching the Premier League, on God, as a Man U fan, my favorite part of watching the Premier League is watching, like, the pre-game build-up. Like watching Michael Owen and them
talk about who's going to win.
These niggas are always wrong, bro. I'm watching the NBA finals. Before every game, these niggas are going to talk about who's going to win. These niggas are always wrong. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that even the experts, even the people that know the players.
Because they feel like, Jonathan, like you said, they know the players. They already feel like, this one is a no-brainer.
Bro, they are always wrong, bro. Especially when it's a no-brainer.
What did they say about the Mavericks, though?
Everybody in the whole NBA community thought, not just about the Mavs, though, they thought whoever won the West was going to win the NBA Finals. So whether it was the Mavs, the Timberwolves, the Nuggets, or OKC, realistically, it was either between the Nuggets, Wolves, and the Mavs. We all felt that these three teams were giants compared to the Boston Celtics. Like, we all thought Boston Celtics... Man, who would they beat? They play Pacers. Who would be Pacers?
Boston is...
They play Cavaliers. Huh?
Boston is what? Is
Boston Celtics.
No, like I'm saying East. Boston is East. Okay.
Yeah, Boston is in the East. So they play like the Cavaliers. Everybody's like, who be Cavaliers? I beg. They played Pacers. They're like, who be Pacers? I beg. They played Miami Heat in the first round. They're like, who be Miami Heat?
No, but those boys are... But those boys are imaginary than be. Those Celtics.
Those Celtics. That's what I'm saying now. I mean, first of all, niggas forget that in the past, like, 5 years or something like that, they've gone to the Eastern Finals, like, 3 times.
In 5 years.
So it's not even as if they haven't been balling. It's just that every time they get to that situation... Their softness comes out. The niggas be dragging them.
And that Holiday guy is who they ball.
Yeah, Drew Holiday.
That Holiday guy, they ball too.
All of them are ballers. That's the funny. First of all, everybody's a baller.
All of them can throw threes as well. That's another thing I noticed.
They can
all throw threes. Pitcher can throw a three. There's another guy, white dude. He got injured. I think he didn't play yesterday.
Yeah, Ponzinga or whatever.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Him too. Baba was injured. He came in game one, killed the whole game. Like, this thing, I was injured. He didn't play for 10 matches. I think he was injured for like 30 days. This nigga came in game one finals, balling out of control. In my mind, I'm like, this is somebody that is injured, though, that is balling harder than.
But then
he got re-injured because he came back and stuff. Okay. You feel me?
They made those guys look bad, man.
Yeah, man. So shout out to Boston. You feel me? All the Boston fans. Shout out to you guys, man, because you guys are like Arsenal fans. You've been going through it for a minute, huh?
Yeah, they be
so you deserve, man. You deserve everything you get, man. Shout out to you.
Shout out to the Mavs, man. I hope they pull through in some miraculous way.
Who?
The Mavs now. I hope they pull through.
Nah, man. 3-0, man.
But 3-0, man. For you to
come on, bro. That's
for you to let someone come and take you 4-3.
Man, that's embarrassing, bro. That's embarrassing. And there's no excuse, because, like I said, the beautiful thing about basketball is, bro, you get 7 games, bro.
To prove
it's
yourself.
Not like Champions League final that okay, anything will happen tonight. If referee F up, you just want to get a red card, you go just cancel the whole thing, bro.
Has anybody ever swept anybody 7-0?
Like in the finals,
yeah,
or
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even think.
Anyway, okay, there won't be any points.
No, I don't think. No, it's first to four.
Oh, okay.
So it's first to win 4 games. So there's already 3-0.
So if they win
one more game, so if Celtics win one more game on Friday, it's yeah. How about now? The game is the finals is over, bro. So Irving, man, like, shout out to him though. He scored like 30 points.
Yeah, yesterday was going hard. Yesterday
he scored like 30 points, but
it was going really hard.
Bruh, you're at home, man. You can't be letting niggas punking your own
house. But the margin wasn't that crazy. Now, wasn't it like one?
It wasn't that crazy, but come on, bro. You're already down 2-0. They now came to your hometown. You're going to still let them win? Come on, dog.
With that home advantage, the crowd, everything.
Come on, fam. Shout out to Boston. They deserve it. It's kind of like Arsenal. They deserve this shit, man.
I wish Arsenal had won that.
The only reason why I want Arsenal to win is because Man City is just making us look like clowns, bro. These niggas just won the Premier League 4 times in a row, bro. That's like embarrassing.
Crazy stuff.
This nigga won the treble last year. They almost won the treble again this year. Winning treble is not like...
I was really hoping Arsenal would have won it this year, the league.
My little bro is an Arsenal fan, and I don't think Arsenal has won the Premier League trophy since he's been alive.
The longest. They haven't won it like a long time. Very long time.
And when my bro was like 10 years old, on God, I advised him. I'm like, bro, trust
pick
me.
Pick another team.
This is not the move. This is not the life.
But it's happening to Man U as well still.
No. But the good thing about Man U is at least they had their glory days when I was still like a teenager. Now. I enjoyed that shit, bro. You feel me? Like
all them social.
I enjoyed all of that shit, bro. Like
that niggas named Dwight York.
I mean, that's even still taking it too far back. Man, we're still talking about Van Nistelrooy,
Ronaldo,
Rooney. We got to talk about Dwight York. at least we experienced Ronaldo. We experienced Ronaldo ball. We experienced Rooney ball. We experienced so many people ball. So now that we're not winning, at least I'm mature now. I'm not a kid now. Good. Like, I'm not going to have nightmares. The only nightmares I have now... Is bet Nigeria taking my bar? But like I said, I don't bet on football though, so that's why I feel bad for all them niggas. The only thing I did do out of spite, on God, I did this shit out of spite. Like 2 years ago, every time Man U played, I always bet that they lost. Like I always put money that they would lose that game. But the problem, like I said, with football is that I'll put money that they lose that game, and these niggas will now draw. That's the shit that will be pissing me off. Because I thought, okay, at least if I bet Man U loses and I watch the game, and if Man U wins, I'll be happy. But obviously, if Man U wins, I'll be happy as a fan, and I wouldn't really mind that I lost a bit of cash. You feel me? But if Man U loses, I'll be sad as a fan, but then I'll be happy as a human being because I made some cash. But then the problem is, every time I pick that they lose, these niggas will draw or win. Like every single time, I just have to be like, you know what, man? This is clearly not
fuck
for me.
Y'all niggas.
I'm like, F y'all. So I just stopped watching.
But music wise, what do you think? How do you feel about everything so far? Like first quarter? First half.
I'm on first half. What can I say, Bri? I think, you know, and I've told you this thing many times when we're in the studio and stuff. Like, the spirit of Nigerian music to me is just crazy. Like, the idea that a song can be so hot. We're playing this shit back to back to back. Everywhere you go, you're hearing this record. And then 3 months later or 4 months later, zip.
And I think it boils down to...
That shit is crazy to me, bro. I still can't get over it. I've been in this game for like 10 years and I still can't get over it.
I think it depends on the song, because even right now, I would say Feel still has... Davido Feel, it still has the same energy it had even when it came out.
Of course. And
you
then,
still feel that same feeling.
But this is still my point about what you just said. Feel. I mean, let's not really use David Wiz and Burna as examples, because obviously we know that they've stood the test of time. Yeah. We know that them shit is always going to be hot. So let me not use dumb niggas as an example. But to the example of this Davido situation, let me put it this way. His 4 or 5 records off his album, that's what we're playing in the club. We're not playing his old shit. Let's not use David Wiz and Burna. Bro, there are so many artists. I don't want to like maybe off the top of my head. No, of course. That's what I said. Obviously, we all still play David's records now. We all still play all those records, especially when it's set up the right way. You feel me? Shout out to Exclusive. Where are my Davido fans at? Teddy BG, make some noise.
I saw a season on Friday. Shout out to Exclusive.
It's all about how you present a record now, you feel me? So if niggas are trying to hear some David and you just drop some David, niggas are gonna go
I feel like a lot of jams that have dropped this year, right? A lot of them like they drop them without really thinking, without really having the DJ in mind. The songs have been dope.
Right.
I'm saying like there's some songs that they drop and you're like, oh, how am I going to mix this one in the clubs? You understand? They're dope songs though.
Right.
But you might have a problem putting it in your sets.
I mean, and yeah. I tell artists all the time, especially as an A&R and stuff, like, but then again, that's the thing, like, you can do all this, obviously, as DJs, we know the right way a song is supposed to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ideally, a song should start with its 8-bar intro, clean, nothing in the intro, especially maybe just the beat.
Especially like, single, right? Especially
yeah, maybe just the beat, so that gives us time to, like, play with it, or maybe just this bedu is a problem. Boom, boom. You feel me? Or just one quick, catchy one worder and stuff. But the reality of the matter is that, bro, we both know that there are so many records that have blown up that we'd never expected.
Yeah, of course, that happens too. Yeah, that happens.
I think the biggest record this year is probably the Saz and Asake and Gunna record now. The Happiness.
Happiness. Was that this year or last year? It started like late last year, I think.
Oh, was it last year? Last year. But my point is, when that record came out, in my mind, in fact, let me take it a step back. When Asake dropped Lonely
this year,
at the
biggest,
Top.
Biggest club record this year, that dropped this year, it's probably Big Things.
And Young John.
It's probably Big Things. I mean, think about it. Who was like a club record?
That's what I'm saying. It's probably still Happiness, though. Mm. I mean, I can't start thinking of the songs that actually came out this year, but I want to take it back a bit. When Asake dropped Lonely at the Top, on my mom, bro, I was like, this is a miss. I was like, there's no way we're going to play this shit in the club, bro.
I
was so sure that Asake effed up with this one. That was like his biggest club smash.
But it went.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, and that was like, that shit, the impact of that record.
It hits.
Was brazy, bro. Yes. You feel me? So since then, I've just been thinking to myself, ha, make I no say any record no go enter. Because same thing with the Happiness record. When that shit joined to, I'm like, okay, yeah, of course it's nice, you know, positive vibe. I'm like, there's no way we're going to play this shit in the club.
Well, that shit went crazy too.
I'm like, there's no way we're going to be in the club singing Happiness.
Yeah, bro, we are.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Shout out to Saz.
Even the Umbrella joint, the Nas Boy Umbrella joint. I could never imagine that it would go the way it went. And I'm like, come on, bro. Then I found out that bro was a comedian. I'm like, come on, dog.
Even
like
the New Money record is going to. It's called Small Money. Small Money. It's going to.
And I'm like, there's no way these records are going to snap. And then they start snapping, they start bro. Snapping. And then
so you never really know, really.
Bro, this is how you know it. When you get in the club, and then the random girls in the club is like going nuts on the song. You're like, damn.
Yeah, I also think it's the social media work too. It goes a long way. If every clip, picture, skit is using that song, it's most likely that you're when you're outside.
No, for sure. Because if I wake up in the morning, I'm not the kind of person that would wake up in the morning and just start Instagramming and shit. But then,
it's almost like social media is determining.
But then, like I said, eventually, when I get through the day and I eventually pull up my Instagram, I've noticed if I flip those 10 videos, 3-4 of them will have the same song.
So you already know from then that.
Do you know what I'm saying? And then already I'm like, oh shit.
What song is this?
You download
it. I might be like, say, you feel me? Obviously, that's what happened with that. Bro, I just woke up out of 10 videos, like 6-7 had that record. And in my mind, I'm like, bro, these niggas are not even speaking English, fam. Like, how is everybody jumping on this vibe?
Yes.
And that's the beautiful thing about music, bro. It's not even about the language, bro. Yeah. Niggas will just hop on, catch this vibe and just start.
That's the beautiful thing about my piano.
No, but that's the beautiful thing about Afrobeat as well, because you know, like, especially this Yoruba rapper, Yoruba artist, their music is global, bro. No one knows what they're talking about.
Sweet.
Niggas don't know what Asake is talking about on these records.
Sweet,
niggas in South Africa don't know what Shelly Poppy is talking about on all these records. You feel me? It's an energy, man. It's a spiritual stuff, bro. So like I said, I'm done like predicting which records are gonna be a smash, bro. Like at this point, you just gotta put that shit out obviously put some cash behind it. Call up some baddies.
See how it goes.
Call up some baddies. Tell them to do their thing on the record. And then, you know,
create content with it.
And then the reality of the matter, bro, that shit has to be popping in the club, bro. Because I can't tell you how many times I've been in the club. Then maybe some artist is doing his new music premiere. And I know that kind of thing. Maybe they are hosting a new artist for the new song premiere. And then they come and tell me to play the record. I mean, that's even a totally different story. But let's assume we're playing the record that they told us to play. Bro, already you can tell if this shit is going to fly. Because if that shit is going to fly, you're going to play the record for like 2 minutes. If that shit is not going to fly, bro, 1 minute, you're switching that record out, bro. You're not playing that shit again. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're switching that shit out. You're never playing that shit again, man.
Right, just before we go, a quick question. Because it's something that people have been asking me a lot in the DMs. What would you say is the best way to for yourself to blow as a new artist?
Man.
I said there's no formula, there's no technique.
Man.
But like, what would you say is...
As a new artist? Man, like I said, man, I'm done giving people this advice because it's never accurate, bro. Obviously, you need to get shit popping off on social media. Obviously.
Of course.
Obviously, you need to get that shit popping in the club. That's what I'm saying. There's really no
formula.
There's really no, because there's so many new artists that dropped the record and it just blew the fuck up, bro.
It just blew, like there was no... After they blew,
and
it just blew the
fuck up. And the reason why I know this is because I'm just looking about. Look at all the amapiano records that have broken in Nigeria. You can't say it's because of money now.
True.
You can't say they came to Nigeria and paid us.
You mostly say social media, actually.
But the thing about even the social media, like I said, I mean, true. Because true. Because
SA Vibes.
I was about to bring it back to Phil's, that Phil song with Benson.
Happiness.
No, Phil's.
You know, happiness.
Is the song called Happiness? It can't be called Happiness.
For finesse.
Bro, I think that shit was social media blown.
Social media blown.
Because off the strength of the song didn't seem like a song. Like, it seemed
social,
like it's...
Social media blew that shit out.
And then when you heard that shit in the club, you felt that shit so hard, my nigga.
Happiness, everybody singing along.
You know what I'm saying? I think social media, you just have to go the social media way first. I think that's the safest. That's the safest answer, because mad niggas have dropped bar to promote a record and actually
didn't pop off. Yeah, so
mad
social
niggas.
Media, social media clubs, your DJs,
The one thing I'll say about the club is I think the club validates if a song is truly
dope or not.
Yes, if the song is truly dope or not. Like, I have to go back to the Elon Musk days, man. The first 10 times, I think I will never forget
I haven't caught up on that one later.
Never forget two things. Before I even talk about this Shelly Poppy record, I want to talk about this DJ's record, DJ Latitude.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that song that popped off. What was it called? Laba Laba. The first time I heard that song anywhere was when I was in the club. Now, when I was in the club, the hype man loved the song so much that the hype man, before the song even played, the hype man hyped it up. Mm. Now, to me, it's always a bad idea when the hype man hypes the song up, because I feel like if a hype man hypes the song up before he plays, it's either maybe because the artist is a new song that the artist is trying to break or whatever, but it never lives up to the hype. You feel me? When you hype a record up before it plays. Bro, when I heard this joint play, I was feeling the vibe. I was thinking it was like an SA joint. But then the girls in my section, bro, the way they were turning up to this record, I had to ask one of the girls. I'm like, yo, are you the one singing this song? I didn't even know it was a guy that sang this song at first. I thought it was a girl. Because, you know, when you speed it up, it kind of sounds like a girl. These girls were so hype turning up to that record. I had to Shazam it immediately. And that's how I fell in love with the record. Yeah. Now, the Shelly Poppy Elon Musk joint. The first time I heard it again, I was in the club the whole weekend. Everywhere I went, they played that song. And every single time they played it, I saw the impact. Because every single time they played it, obviously they cut the music down and niggas were like at the top of their voice, and in my mind I'm like, what the fuck, who be this guy? I'm like, who be this guy? Like, this guy got it right. You can't tell me this was never about that Charlie Poppy Lamar's joint. It can't be a situation of payment, because
he just got it right. Like,
he just got that payment. Shit.
I think social media did it for him.
Man, I don't know, because I'm not really on social media like social that. Media like that. Because all these songs, most of the new songs I hear, like I said, I always hear it in the club first. Yeah. Then maybe when I have time, I'm scrolling through social media and I'll hear it again. I'm like, okay. But you know the thing about social media, they only give you like 10 seconds now. They just do like the most popular part of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never knew when you hear the full song, that part that niggas are turning up on social media,
it
is
like... It takes a while for it to get...
It takes like, it's like in the
probably takes
second
like,
minute.
Yeah, probably like 1 minute, 30 seconds or two.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So what I'll say, like I said, what I'll say to new artists or artists that are dropping records right now, yeah, go the social media way. You know, TikTok, Instagram, whatever. But the reality of the matter is that club is the ultimate validation, bro. Because if they can't play your song in the club without you being there, then you got one. Yeah. That's what I'll tell new artists. Because new artists, they always hear that song when they are in the club. You know what I mean? They only hear their records in the club when they are there. But if they are playing your records when you're not in the club, you got one, bro.
That's some big advice.
Yeah.
Anyways, on that note, I think we can log off. Shout out to you for coming through.
Yeah, big shout out to Big Dipper. Big Benzo in the building. You know what time it is.
All right, man. See y'all on the next episode.